Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of April 2019. Gujarat court has convicted Narayan Sai, son of jail self-styled Godmuna Saram, in a rape case. Supreme Court has backed stand of Election Commission in refusing to lift stay on release of the biopic on PM Narendra Modi until the conclusion of Lok Sabha polls. Supreme Court has directed Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to disclose information pertaining to its annual inspection report of banks under the Right to Information, RTI, Act. Supreme Court has allowed an appeal filed by Life Insurance Corporation of India holding that the failure of the insured to disclose the past history of cardiovascular disease was a valid ground for repudiation. Supreme Court has directed Election Commission of India to look into allegations that offensive and sexually coloured remarks are being made against Trinamool Congress candidate Mahua Moitra. Supreme Court has sought report from its registry as to how the Delhi Noida Direct, DND, toll flyway matter which involves hundreds of crores of rupees gets listed for hearing contrary to the court's order. Supreme Court has given a dressing down to Assam Chief Secretary for his submission that the state government is not bound by any decision of foreigners' tribunals declaring a person an illegal migrant and said that he has no right to continue in office. Supreme Court has directed Tamil Nadu government to decide representation submitted by a Sri Lankan refugee who spent 30 years in jail seeking remission of life sentence and for premature release. Central Administrative Tribunal has stayed the suspension of an IAS officer who had checked Prime Minister Narendra Modi's helicopter in Odisha Sambalpur. Delhi High Court has asked National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, to file a response to a plea seeking to ensure basic amenities like petrol pumps, toilet complex, ambulance and other emergency facilities on expressways. Bombay High Court has upheld a decade-old law that changed how property tax in Mumbai is assessed, but struck down three rules for assessment of capital value of lands and buildings. Madras High Court has directed all district collectors to deepen and desert water bodies in their districts following a public interest litigation, PIL, petition seeking direction for the same. Madras High Court has suggested to state government to nominate higher officials known for impeccable integrity and unimpeachable honesty in the High-Level Monitoring Committee with adequate powers to curb illegal mining activities. Calcutta High Court has observed that there is discretion in court in the case of a close relative to permit a non-advocate power of attorney to address the court and also said that this discretion can be exercised when court is assured that relative appearing on behalf of the petitioner is conversant with the law, the facts and is in a position to address and assist the court. National Company Law Tribunal has slammed lenders of Sterling FCZ in infrastructure and asked them to explain why it should not order an inquiry into their conduct in accepting settlement offer from the company's promoters when they were absconders. Central Information Commission has held that an employee is entitled to know under Right to Information Act, 2005 about the financial status of the employer company which has been defaulting in payment of salaries.